The U.S. election results are trickling in. Well, when I say they're trickling in, the flood has occurred in the last couple of hours. And I'm pretty much calling it, but that's not me. That's not up to me. Marius van der Walt, he's East Coast Radio's news editor. He's the go-to guy with, like, definitiveness. Marius, with only Pennsylvania, really. Pennsylvania calls it, right? If whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the U.S. Presidency, and Trump's already ahead there by about 4%.
Yeah, I think we can... Look, the New York Times has this famous tracker, right? Which is like the speedometer in your car. Mm. And it's got Trump at more than 95% likely to win.
Oh. Yes.
So I think it's not official, but...
But it's pretty over. Much.
Nah, it's,
yeah.
it's got
the 47th president of the United States of America is more than likely Donald Trump.
I haven't followed this, but I understand the hype because there's no NBA today. When I wake up, I'm like, okay, because they're voting. So I have to ask at least one question. Are we surprised? Are you guys surprised with how, I guess,
it's a good question.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, eh?
Yeah.
So there are... And I think I mentioned it in one of the bulletins earlier. They said the election will be fought on the three I's: immigration, Israel, and inflation. Mm. And I don't think that Kamala Harris made a strong enough
argument for any
of those, right? Mm. I mean, since the moment in 2015 when Trump went down the escalator, he's been hammering on about immigration and he's just continued. And it is something that bothers Americans. American economy is doing great, but for some reason, the American people are not feeling it. Mm. And Israel has torn the Democratic Party in two, which it hasn't for the Republicans because they all have like a singular vision of it.
Right? They feel the same way.
Yeah. So I think on the key issues, Trump, he is where the Americans are right now, unfortunately. Mm. And where, to be fair, a lot of the world is at the moment. If you look at incumbency, that's the fourth eye, if you want to remember it like that.
Oh, look at you.
Incumbency is a problem this year.
Yeah.
Botswana's just seen it, the UK, even South Africa. I mean, the ANC got less than 40%. So, like, it isn't great to be an incumbent. And Harris, unfortunately, was the incumbent because
for
she was
the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah. Okay.
So when do you think somebody will concede today and call it? Surely, it's at what point today do you think we'll have an answer? Because it's very obvious.
Yeah, so I think, obviously, I see CNN saying Trump will address his supporters soon, so he'll obviously claim victory. And then later this afternoon, South African time, Harris will speak to her campaign staff, which she will obviously then concede.
But I mean, that's what we expect. Obviously, the Democrats, we expect civility from them. So as soon as Trump gets to 270, with moments after that, Harris will make the phone call and will concede.
Just going a little bit deeper, then we're probably going to have a Republican in the White House, and then the Senate is also Republican, so we need to see what the House. So, I mean, he could have then the legislative branches also, so he could get
under his
the House
control.
And Senate
done that he
and
wants
presidency.
To get done, which, depending on where you stand politically, could be either scary or great.
He wanted to be a monarch, so he'll
get it. So I forgot about that. So the conceding is actually the phone call.
Is it one of those
things that, like, if you don't do it, you like, you're a bit of a...
Well, he didn't do it.
There's only one person in the entire history
of
the United States of America.
Hey, you see, I didn't know these things.
And he wouldn't have done it this time either. So there you go. So listen, do you think, quickly, in wrapping up, Marius, it looks like it's going to be a Trump presidency, right?
Yes.
Do you think he will lean immediately into the worst part of his nature? Or do you think he'll be a little bit more magnanimous and go, okay, let's be the party of the people?
I'll use the example after his first assassination attempt. He said he was a changed man. Mm. How long did that last?
27 hours.
Probably, yes. Yeah. So I gather that... Remember, he's promised... I'll finish with this. He promised the largest mass deportation of illegal immigrants, his words, in the history of the United States on day one.
Yeah.
So...
Fun times.
Fun times.